Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday here. What day is it there?
Day after Labor Day.
You know what that means?
Please, tell me.
It's Telephone Tuesday.
Huh. Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Oh, my God. Who do we have to thank for this?
Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
Who are you going to call?
Who you going to call?
Happy Telephone Tuesday.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
And that Telephone Tuesday leads to 884-9910. 884-9910. This day is dedicated to Terry, one of my favorite listeners, who's passed away because he was left to the hands of the hospital where he was at, fighting for treatment for COVID. So this show is for him today. I hope everybody remembers this. And to be on the show, he even had to dial 775. You know, it's heartbreaking to watch those who go by the golden rule of who has the gold makes the rules. These hospitals with protocols that doctors are coming forward, nurses coming forward, nurses leaving their jobs, doctors leaving their jobs over forced vaccinations. Trust me, there'll be a hospital or a clinic soon enough with all of those doctors, and we have them here. They'll be going to work for other companies. Because that's what hospitals are. They're corporations. And these corporations believe, like Amazon and Google and Facebook, they believe that they get to make the rules. And that's not true. Society determines what the rules are going to be. 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com. Today's poll question, since the city of Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, receiving millions of dollars in American Rescue Plan funds, how do you think that they should spend it? They've already got a list of seven ideas that they're going to be working with. You can log on to NevadaRecovers.com and participate. Increasing access to health care and community-based services, strengthening public education, supporting disadvantaged communities, strengthening Nevada workforce, supporting small businesses, and revitalizing the state's economy. Well, hell, if you didn't shut it down and we didn't have Governor Sisolak as a dictator, wouldn't have to worry about that. But it's all about the money. For the hospitals, it's about the money. For the fire agencies, it's about the money. Investing in infrastructure, modernizing and enhancing state government services. Modernizing. You mean like the money that was supposed to be spent on Dieter to modernize it, yet it wasn't? Thank you, Governor Sandoval. Addressing budget shortfalls. So those are your options. Which do you think have top priority? Or should have top priority? Yes, to everybody that keeps texting me and emailing me. Vote on the poll question. It's going to come up that you already voted, but it's for some reason we don't know why that's coming up, but your vote is being tallied. And speaking of that, would you be more willing to eat at a restaurant if it banned Biden supporters? Got our poll question from yesterday, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. 79% said no. I want to eat where they have good food and great service, or great food and great service. How about we do it that way? So the DeBerry Diner, located in DeBerry, Florida, because they posted a sign that chewed out the Biden administration, they've actually had to close because they ran out of food. They got so much attention. Huh. Where's that supply chain? Let's get that place filled back up. There are some people who get it, who get what we're in the middle of. And a lot of times, it's military men and women. Because the rest of us just go about our lives. But military, our veterans, and our current military have to think outside of the box and they have to think globally. So they get what's going on. They see the bigger picture. This is from just a lovely commissioner. Just love him. People here in Northern Nevada don't really care what happens in Afghanistan because they think it doesn't affect them. Wrong. It's called oil. Biden, who can screw up a bowl of Wheaties, has destabilized the Middle East. Biden has cut our domestic oil production, and we are now depending on Saudi Arabia as our primary supplier of oil. Biden has also armed radical groups with our weapons, and these groups want to kill us. Yemen is the key access point for oil tankers delivering oil to the world. If Yemen goes, we will see gasoline here in Nevada over $10 a gallon or more. John Engels. John, thank you for that. He sent this out this morning. You know, and it's true. People elected somebody who is now begging OPEC to open up oil reserves. We had the editor or one of the senior reporters for the Epoch Times on with us, Nan Su, talking about the importance of Afghanistan with China. That's why China has embraced Afghanistan the way they have with the Taliban in charge. It's all to get an oil pipeline in there and get their supply. Biden has done nothing but make this country weaker. Not only with his open borders, but with his shutting down of pipeline construction, by shutting down our oil reserves, by selling off our strategic oil reserves. Not a whole lot of attention on that. You know, that oil reserve that is used for natural disasters, that is used for the military in times of need, that surplus that was filled up tippy-tippy-top by President Trump to make sure that we had it on hand, Biden is selling it off. Trump made sure that we were energy independent. And the Democrats made sure that we weren't, that we aren't, that we are vulnerable. Voting has huge consequences, but not necessarily your vote. What has even bigger consequences is when you don't pay attention to what the politicians are doing. And we've done that for far too long. And I include myself in that. And I work in the industry. I knew that they were playing games, and it's either pay to play or it's go along to get along. And then you have California, and it's just sheer corruption. Again, I go back to this More Than a Bailout, Fire, Power, and Money documentary that was put out. It's only 14 minutes, 14 and a half minutes. But the information in it is so powerful on how these corporations that get to slide, even when they murder people, even when they admit in court to murdering people. I bring this up with PGE and the fires. But where is it going to extend into pharmaceutical companies? These corporations are protected, and we're all the victims. Isn't that the purpose of government? Is to protect us from them? Somewhere along the lines, it's gotten completely screwed up.
This is not headline news. A Guns N' Roses show in California's wine country was stopped because it violated the 10 p.m. curfew. On top of that, three women were arrested for wearing pantaloons that exposed their ankles. Today's show, veteran weather person Willard Scott has died at the age of 87. Just 13 years shy of getting his picture on that jar of Smuckers. San Francisco Giants concession workers, who haven't gotten a raise in 3 years, are voting on whether to strike. The vendors say they feel like they're working for peanuts. And a pair of Michael Jordan's used underwear is up for auction. If you're interested on bidding, you can find it on eBay. This is not headline news.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. American Agenda, this is coming out this morning. New documents show that Fauci funded gain-of-function research at Wuhan Lab. Rand Paul has it all. Well, then let's get it out there. Let's get these issues shut down. Our military men and women are finally winding up hospitalized, finding more and more men and women in our military that have had the shot, the Fauci ouchie, the Franken shot, having adverse reactions. We cannot have our military down. We cannot have them susceptible to this. It's up to you to say something. The Believe sign today, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Make your voice heard. Kind of like the football college fans that are out there chanting at the games, F Biden. And I don't think the F that they're using stands for feckless, even though that's also a good term. Hi, Monica. Please let your audience know that only 12 states in the country currently have mask mandates, and they are all blue. These are the U.S. states and territories with mask mandates for everyone, regardless of vaccination status. California, New York, District of Columbia, Guam, Hawaii, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oregon, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, Washington State, O, and Nevada. I believe our fellow citizens are living in a mass psychosis. Check out the explainer video when you get a chance. Oh, I don't need to check out the video. This is, look at the commercials. It's not TV. It's television. Tell-a-vision. It's MK Ultra in everybody's homes. Through the media, through commercials. Look at how many commercials are running right now that people are either wearing masks, social distancing, or making it look like kids are afraid of killing grandma and grandpa by not giving them hugs, by not allowing them to run to them. When you know it, when you know that it's happening, then you can see it. So it's you that needs to, it's all of us actually, that need to take the glasses off. So a few people know that I am a huge Simpsons fan, huge Simpsons fan. My living room is filled with Simpsons memorabilia. I've watched it since the first season. It's like 32 or something like that now. I found out that Matt Groening was actually on the Epstein log. And he's a part of this whole thing. So I started watching The Simpsons with an open eye and an open mind. Going back into older programs. Wow. The manipulation of thought. In every single show you can imagine, all the adult animation, even way back when, even 20, 30 years ago, was there. Now it's more blatant if you watch Adult Swim or anything like that. But when you take the blinders off and you start looking at these things with a different mindset, you know what you're watching for. The progression of, I mean, how many people are not going to watch the new Cinderella because the fairy godmother is not really a fairy godmother? A lot of people pushing that. Watch the original if you're going to watch it. But then even in the original, there's some things in there. But it's your show, so I'll keep that thought to myself. Let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Check in with Karen this morning. Karen, thanks for calling into the program. What's on your mind? You want to talk about masks today? Got to get to Karen here.
Hi, Monica.
Hey, Karen.
I'm in South Lake Tahoe, and I did not evacuate, but I was support staff where I work, and I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if anybody knows this, but out of all the 4,000 law enforcement and firefighting agencies who were real nice and everything, but none of them, I saw not one mask all week long, 8 days.
And you would think that those people would be wearing masks just, you know, for the smoke particles.
Yes. Nobody was wearing a mask, and we were all fine. You know, and I just wanted to let you know that they don't seem to be concerned.
Yeah, they weren't concerned whatsoever. At the people at the rib cook-off, you know, when they were just walking around and visiting and hanging out and having fun. No masks there.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
It's propaganda,
Karen. That's
all I
really had to say.
I'm glad you did. I appreciate it because it just goes to show that, you know, this is a manufactured event.
Absolutely.
Karen, have a blessed day. Thank you. And I pray that everything is okay up in Tahoe. It's time for the local news. Speaking of praying for Tahoe and this the Caldor fire, the Dixie fire. There's reasons behind this that people don't want to believe. It's not just a lightning strike. It's not just a homeless, and it was, brought out. A campfire. But they just say campfire. They don't go into the fact that it was an illegal campfire in a homeless encampment. Don't want to make the homeless look bad. Oh, another group of people that have never worn masks. Go figure. And yet, where are all the dead bodies? It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Hey, log on to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. What do you think that the city of Reno should be doing with all these millions and millions of dollars that Washoe County, Sparks, and the city of Reno are getting? NevadaRecover.com. This is the list they're already working on. So I just gave you the options, and Neil is hysterical. I'd love to vote on today's question, but shudder at what the results would be from Reno's politicians on any of those choices. I shudder the thought too, Neil. Either way, this is their payoff. This is the payoff for everything that we are going through right now. And I will get to a horrendous email here coming up in just a second. It's a little bit lengthy, so I want to get our caller out of the way first. Ken is joining us. Ken, thanks for being on the program on 99.1 today.
Hey, great to talk with you. Missed some shows because I've been in and out of town, but I had to share with you and the listeners how these mandates are already affecting people like me who is looking for work, where I have now just received my third company in a row that were willing to offer me a job as long as I'd be vaccinated. And when I indicated to them that at this time, because of different reasons, I was not ready to do that, they all said, we have to withdraw the offer. And in one case, Monica, get this, the lady that offered me the job admitted to me herself that she was not vaccinated, but was grandfathered in.
Yeah, that's what I've heard a lot of companies doing that it's for new hires. Which, that doesn't seem to make very much sense, Ken.
No. Well, and the other thing is that I'm walking away from jobs that are fairly middle-income jobs. And my fear is, quite frankly, Monica, one of two things is going to happen. I'm either going to starve or I'm going to go on welfare. Because if I cannot make a living, that's the ultimate form of suppression, surely.
Ken, that's what they're pushing people for. That's why that's why they went to the corporations, and Biden said, we're not mandating it. But he and Fauci and everybody else are encouraging the corporations, the businesses to do it. And
I just wanted to share that with you.
And I'm glad you did. And I know God's watching over you, and you will get that job that you deserve that doesn't require you to take a shot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you for your faith. And I know I'm not alone. There are others out there like me who are keeping our principles intact, but I'm literally paying a price so that some pencil neck geek can sit behind a desk and tell me what I can and can't do. And he picks up a paycheck, and I'm out here every day trying to hack it out.
Yeah.
So as you can imagine, I'm a little bit angry.
And you should be. And more people should be. Thank you, Ken.
Monica.
Thank you for calling 99.1 FM Talk. Your live and local FM Talk stations. Getting the word out. You know, there are other stations that put out that if you talk about this stuff, or if you bring up the fact that, you know, there's election fraud, you'll be fired. You're out. No, we talk about the truth here. We talk about the facts. And things are raging in Georgia and in Arizona. We're just waiting. We don't know why they're not ready to come out, but timing is everything. Again, I tell you to watch what's going on around the world. Australia, New South Wales, which has been one of the biggest perpetrators of denying people their freedom, will start requiring churches to use vaccination certificates for entry into worship in Australia. Everything that they are doing in Australia is the test for the rest of the world, what they can get away with. And we can't let them get away with anything. Can't let them get away with anything. This brings me to my next thought about holding people hostage. That's a great way to look at it. We're all being held hostage. This is from a dear, sweet supporter, Renee. A family member was transported to the hospital for sepsis due to UTI. Tested negative for COVID going into ICU, required. Which seems strange because I had COVID and that's where I wound up, was the ICU. Was there for 6 weeks. I went back to pick up the family member upon discharge and was kept from him. They had security following me and protecting the elevators. They tested him for COVID without consent and said he was COVID positive. Meanwhile, the hypocrisy. They told me that anyone else from the public can go to the floor. However, I was not allowed on the floor, even if I did not go into his room. The hospital told me his room was a COVID room and I was not allowed on the floor because the patient I know was COVID. They told me the hospital staff doesn't get tested. The patients do not get tested when admitted to the regular floor. The family member shared a room with 5 different patients at different times. They isolated him for a week and would not discharge him. When they did, there was not much left of him. I called the sheriff's office and lawyers. They were not able to help. The hospital is protected by the government. I finally was allowed to take him home. Now, how can they hold him hostage? And is this legal? He declined each day at home for a week and landed in another hospital to die less than a week ago. What did they do to him in the first hospital? He went in for one thing, ended up with COVID and neglect. I am heartbroken. He did not deserve this. This all began with the media scaring my father into isolation 2 years ago, causing weakness from lack of going outside for activities. Sick government. Love you. I love you too, Renee. Thank you. Thank you for putting this into words for me to read for everybody. Because you are not alone. You are not the only one going through this. As people focus now on the sex scandal on Governor Cuomo, because that, or ex-former Governor Cuomo, because that's just so much more interesting than the people who died in the nursing hospitals under his orders. Well, guess what? That wasn't just New York. And I think that if we look at the nursing homes here, we're going to see more of that. They hold people hostage for money. When I was in the hospital 4 years ago, 5 years ago, same hospital that didn't treat me for COVID, by the way, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me after 3 days. Well, after 2 days, I was so pissed, I wanted out. I wanted to be discharged. The doctor came in and told me they were still trying to figure out what was wrong with me when I came in, because what I came in for, I no longer had. They told me I had hepatitis C. I'm like, no, I don't. Because of my liver elevations. Well, after 1 day, my liver elevations went back to normal. Yet because they couldn't find anything, they kept doing more tests. And more tests. And after 2 days, I said I wanted out. You guys are costing me a fortune. He said, if you leave without me discharging you, your insurance company will not pay the bill. Well, that shut me up real quick because of all of the worthless tests they were doing. I knew it would be a rather large bill. But they knew I was mad. And I was taking it out on everybody, so they let me out the next day. We are being held hostage. We are all being held hostage by the hospitals, by the medical organization itself, by the insurance companies, by the government, by the lawyers who won't sue on our behalf. We're being held hostage. And we're being held hostage in Nevada by a dictator, a tyrannical governor. And the only way that we can fix it is to get on board with Joey Gilbert and sue him and the state to get us out from underneath this emergency order. It's the only way this is going to stop. You need to put pressure on. It's the only way. Don't conform. Don't wear the mask. If the business is going to say, no, you have to wear a mask, don't wear a mask, don't go there. Because we need the businesses behind us if we're going to make a difference and get our lives back. We've got road closures to talk about before we wrap up the show. Renee, thank you for the email, and I'm sorry about your dad. Again, so many of our loved ones going through this, and they didn't have to. This is a crime against humanity. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And live right now with your calls.
Well, actually, not right now, because it's time to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for putting up with me being a little off today, off put with what everything, with everything that's going on around us because of the loss of my friend Terry, who is a loyal listener to this show, called in. We've lost a bright spot. But I know he's in a better place because he's so patriotic. He loved this country so much. He loves his family so much that I think it would just break his heart even further to see what we're going to have to continue to go through. It is the destruction of this country. Where is all this money coming from? all the money for the American relief funds that the city of Sparks and Reno and Washoe County are now getting. The money that has held us hostage over these last 18 months. If I told you this was going to happen at the end of 2019 or at the beginning of 2020, you would have said I was crazy. Oh, wait, I did. Because it's what Bill Gates said was going to be happening. It's what Fauci said was going to be happening. Oh, we won't recover from this or get back on track until, you know, 2022, 24. Well, yeah. So they can get their people in place through a corrupt voting system. Where's all the money coming from? Well, from Forbes this morning, the Biden regime is now asking Congress for at least $30 billion in extra funds for disaster relief. Oh, how awesome. You mean for victims of Hurricane Ida or for victims of the fires here in the West? No. For Afghan refugees, for people who should be fighting for their country and their way of life, not destroying ours. Yeah, I said it. Because there are people who come to this country to destroy our way of life. And you know what is so ironic? The Taliban actually told Joe Biden and his people to stop trying to change their country the way they treat women and their laws. Where are all these feminists like Bette Midler and, Alyssa Milano and all of those who are out there fighting for women's rights? I kid you not. Bette Midler, I suggest that all women refuse to have sex with men until they are guaranteed the right to choose by Congress. Bette Midler recommends women practice abstinence to stick it to pro-lifers. You can find that on the Daily Wire. If you've seen Bette Midler recently, probably is not going to have a tough time with that. But that's an insult for another day. They're not concerned about women and little girls and their rights, women who are being killed, little girls who are being raped, refugees that are coming to this country who recently married little girls and bring them over as child brides. These crimes against humanity will not go unpunished. And I know it's getting harder and harder every day to watch this stuff and to listen to it and to absorb it. But it's being force-fed to you in large quantities now because we've ignored it for so long. And it's time to stand up. The Believe sign, 2 o'clock today, 4 o'clock this afternoon. National walkout. Schools, work, stand up for your rights. Stand up for our future.